We're going to turn our attention now to a story that has gotten so much attention. The Nassar story. The former MSU doctor in sports medicine who lost his job, but certainly not out of the headlines on a daily basis. We've had a segment here on this show and on Michael's show, 6 o'clock in the evening, that is, I want to say, just about either every day or every other day, and that's not going to change. John Manley's on the other end of our line. He represents more than 70 of the plaintiffs in the Nassar case. John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I know you're out in West Coast time here, so this is O Dark 30 for you, but I want to ask you, you made some headlines late last week with a request that USA Gymnastics not only relieve their top person of his position, but also you would like to see the U.S. gymnastics program on the Olympic side decertified. Explain.
Well, so the only way the U.S. Olympic Committee can have any influence here, apparently, is by either asking the president to resign or by decertifying him. They've asked Steve Pinnegar to resign. You know, you've got hundreds of little girls, not just with Nassar, but with Kokas, who've been abused during his 12-year time. We know he's lied to law enforcement and lied about when he reported. He violated mandatory reporting laws, so Mr. Penny needs to go. But it's not just Mr. Penny. It's the board, the president, Paul Perilla, all these people who supported him and continue to put out these statements that, oh, you know, we've got great policies, but you've got this, you know, huge number of little girls who've been hurt.
Right.
And the way it works is that USA Gymnastics is the governing body for gymnastics, is essentially allowed to do that by the U.S. Olympic Committee, and they have the power to revoke it. And, you know, if you're responsible for hundreds and hundreds of children being sexually assaulted by coaches and doctors and others, you know, that's a pretty good reason to decertify someone, if you ask me.
So literally, they could, because there's a middle ground there, they could decertify USA Gymnastics and certify something else to take its place.
Right,
is that what you're saying?
And reconstitute it with,
okay,
essentially clean house and get this a clean slate, so people can feel safe. Nobody wants to kill the sport of gymnastics, and I certainly don't, and my clients certainly don't. But we want parents to feel safe when they take their children to a gym. And right now, I think there's good reason not to feel safe.
Well, because this is not anti-gymnastics. It's anti the way the sport has operated and the process of the people who've been involved. That's what you're saying. It's not against
Correct.
The sport itself. It's the organization.
Okay. When your primary mission is child protection and child care, and you fail in such a massive way, you know, it's time to go. And, you know, this is chartered under U.S. law. The U.S. Olympic Committee is chartered by the Congress. You have USA in front of your name. I think we have a right to expect you're not going to allow kids to get raped. And when they do get raped, you're going to do something about it. And they're guilty of both. It's staggering if they're still around.
Are you asking Congress to get involved here too?
Well, Congress did get involved, and I'm hoping the whole hearings on it. Dianne Feinstein and, believe it or not, Marco Rubio are on this bill to essentially make it a federal crime to fail to report child abuse in the context of an Olympic sport. There's also some other portions of the bill, and that's the direct result of the Nassar scandal. And, you know, we have this organization, USA Gymnastics, that was well aware that Dr. Nassar, they actually fired him because they thought he was a pedophile. They didn't tell anyone and allowed him to run for school board in Holt. I mean, and continue to work at Michigan State after they fired him for a year. I have little girls and families I represent that this guy abused between September of 2015 when they fired him and October when Michigan State finally let him go. I mean, that's crime. I mean, how do you do that? And, you know, they let him put messages on Facebook.
Right.
You can look at my Twitter account for it. You know, saying, I've served my time, and now I'm going to run for school board and help the community. He sexually assaulted two Olympians. That's why they let him go, and they didn't tell anybody. So, yeah, it's time for them to be decertified.
One of the names that has been discussed here but never really brought forward is, of course, you know, DeWitt's Jordan Weber. Is there anything involving Weber? Is there anything you can say about that? Would there be involvement with her in any of these cases?
Well, I can't speak to that. I mean, I know I've never talked to her. I don't have any information about that.
Right.
I sure hope not.
Okay, yeah, and that would be the hope of most folks out there. Let's talk about MSU's statements and missives that have gone forward in the last about 30 days since we last spoke. They've made a number of them. What's your overall take been on the conduct demeanor of the university as it relates to the MSU gymnastics program and Nassar and your clients?
Well, I think it's very similar. I mean, you know, Michigan State was aware in 2014 that he was using, sexual assaulting girls with no glove. They didn't call it sexual assault. They said he was doing this procedure. And, you know, I mean, what people don't realize is that, you know, you could have sexually transmitted diseases on your hands. Herpes Whitlow, HPV. You know, now we don't know that Dr. Nassar had that, but that's how serious this is. You putting an ungloved hand into a vagina is a very serious thing. And so what they did in 2014 is they said, well, yeah, you're doing this, but it's okay, Larry. What we're going to do is you have to wear a glove now and have somebody in the room and follow protocols. And no punishment. They never called Twistars and said, is he doing this there? And they knew he was working there because he was in his employment contract. They never called Holt High School. They never looked at his computer. They just put him right back in the treatment room, and he completely ignored the protocols. And the other thing with Michigan State is, you know, we have reports to trainers, to coaches, dating back to 1997 and going all the way through, and it was just ignored. And the response from Michigan State thus far has been, you know, the response from the police department as to Nassar has been excellent. You can't say enough good things about the Michigan State police, and specifically Andrea Mumford. But as to the university, what you have is what I'll call the crisis PR response. Lots of pretty words, lots of I'm sorry's, and no action. And, you know, Luanna Simon was the head of the NCAA executive committee that investigated Penn State. She blasted Penn State, got Penn State sanctioned. And, you know, all the while this was going on, and there's just an inherent hypocrisy there. And quite frankly, you know, what needs to happen with Michigan State is you need to do what Penn State did, which is hire somebody like Louis Free, an outside, independently funded investigator, to figure out what happened. Hmm. And, you know, institutions that investigate themselves rarely find themselves liable or guilty. And, you know, we don't want to do this out of retribution, but we want to do it because my clients love Michigan State. They bleed green and white. They don't want to hurt the institution, but they want the institution to be better and to make sure this never happens to another child.
John Manley, John Manley representing more than 70 of these plaintiffs. John, you expect to be going into court about when?
Well, we've probably got 20 or 30 more cases to file.
Okay.
So I would think the judge in the next 60 days would hold an organizational hearing, and then we'll get started.
Okay.
We also have seven or eight cases in California, and we've already started there.
John, always good to talk to you, get the update. Hear some strong statements today from the attorney here for many, many plaintiffs. Of course, we have our own local attorneys here, and we've been talking to all of them who are involved. John, always good to have you on the show. Thanks for being here. I know we'll
Thanks
talk again.
Thanks so much for having me.